bhajan kari, especially chanting loudly, weeping loudly, I can never leave them. But especially I'm not seen for the bhakta, devotees like Narada, as for the bhakta. I'm seen, but for the special bhakta, I'm not seen. So we see that the bhakta being Draupadi, but she has much more and more higher rank than Narada. No comparison. So, all that thinking, Sukhdi was also thinking that Krishna is not. If he was here, he can have discovered any way to save. And he was bitterly, at last he bitterly cried and told that, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. And Krishna. But he was not there also. But he said, likewise he is telling that I do bhajan, but I am not seen. So you have not seen me, but I was doing. I was loving you. I was doing reciprocal. Yet Krishna was not appearing here. Become so great. And some drops of
tears.
So that gopi may believe in this world. Here he is telling that why he told first word na.
Nahamta.
I'm not that. Not. Why he told Jigusami. When who is explaining, he is telling. And feeling here that how Krishna told at that time, na, na ham tu. It's the planning factor. When he Krishna was ready to answer this question of both, among three, then Krishna felt so much what? Unhappiness, uneasiness, unhappiness, so sorrow. He could not hear it. And at once it came out. No, no, no. Not only one time. No, no. At least 9 times. No. Jigosan is feeling. And he is advising Gopi that he is. Believe Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna is innocent. So Krishna missed the way how to talk with Brijavasi. And he at once told only no, no. The process of talking is that we should explain our thought that how I am not that. And then at last, no, I am not. But he forgets the way how to talk with Gopi. And at last he in sorrow. Automatically this word came out. isn't that Krishna so much has so much pain by their affiliation? Because they were priyas. So, Sakhigan, Sakhi, I'm not Atmaram. Do you know that I'm not Atmaram? I cannot live without you.
I have no complete version of the life.
Krishna tells you that in the Shastra it has been written that and Samadarshi. Samadarshi means
equal to everyone.
It is written. But in fact it is wrong. And not equal.
Oh.
On the other, Atmaram. Atmaram, it is right. But actually, in your case, I am not Atmaram. And Atmaram. So you see that thing about me that I am Akritagya or Atmaram or Atmakam or
When Jiva Goswami says, Jiva Goswami says you should believe Krishna. Jiva Goswami said actually you should believe Krishna. What is your opinion? Do you agree with Jiva Goswami?
Because now he's neutral. He's not as a Vilas Manjari.
But as Vilas Manjari, would he say such a thing?
It may make them sadhi. He thinks that Krishna is also unhappy, gopis are also unhappy. So he came with a proposal that you should
accept it.
Because this is the function of
Manjari.
So, in Japa, is it okay to think of the Venugi and Gopigi and these conversations, or is
so
it
good? Not good. So, so good.
So not only the prayers of Rupa and Raghunath, but also this.
When anything automatically comes,
it doesn't automatically come. We have to stop it.
What you can think, if it acts or moves, it is Sometimes happy, sometimes, ललिते, सो मच, if anyone in Braj wants to be a dasi of Srimati and you smell it, at once you manage that person to be the messenger of God. So I am taking your shelter again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and remembering the mercy of at once come to Rajgur Giriraj and Vigan. Giriraj. That is at Sri Mansi Gampa. Crossing Gopi. What a good mode. So you can give us this thing. Sometimes all these things. So friends, what naturally comes, or we remember, we can do if it is helpful for us.
Because we always learn that Hare Krishna, O Radha, O Krishna. But you're saying now that it's O Brinda, O Lalita, any of the devotees.
Because for having the mood of Gopi, it increases. And also, it will come only by the mercy of Gopi. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to sing all the slokes of Jagannacharya. He has written in Jagan Rahasya all these good slokes. In Brihad Bhagavatam, Nasunga Goswami has
recited
all
Rasayana chapter.
He told everything up to Sakya Bhava in his book. But he saw that it was not sufficient. Understand? It was not sufficient. I have not told about Madhur Ras. Then he thought that it is lacking in Krishna. He made a separate chapter, and this is called Annex. And he kept the name of that chapter Rasayan. And in Rasayan, all these things have been given only for this Madhura.
This is a chapter in the Brihad Bhagavatam.
Yes. Last chapter.
All the things. You can do it. Forget Gana. Forget Sura. Forget Rukmini. Forget Jadu. And everything. Always remember this and that. And all the modes. Those slokas have all these words. Perfect. Always. And you should think in this so that you never come out.
You wouldn't talk. Oh yeah. Remember
you should always watch for Tamar on Girigaraj. Why? Because they have their family.
On Guru Purnima, I asked you a question that Naveen asked me to ask you. That in my painting, what is Krishna's name? Would it be Radha Kunja Bihari? Radha what? What is the best name for Krishna?
The name is hidden. It cannot be uttered. You know, a Hindi word, Janwar.
No.
Radha Chakar.
And nice.
Perhaps telling that O Sakhi Gan had explained Sakhi. O Sakhi Gan, you want to hear by my mouth that I have been defeated. You want to hear. I am seeing your Kataksha Chaturi.
I am
understanding something. And you are doing Smitahasya, smiling. Though I am Atmaram in my Narayan Swarup, no? And always Purna Kam.
Full desire.
In Narayan Swarup both. But in my Nandanandan shape, I have forgotten Purna Kamta and Atmaramta. I have almost forgotten. It is in my heart, but I have forgotten all these things. And in this shape, I always just, I am always busy to please you. But calm, fulfilling of my calm and not you, to fulfill my calm and to Raman with you, to Raman with you and to fulfill my calm. I am always busy to please you. I am Kanhaiya of Braja. I am
cowherd
boy. I don't know Niti Shastra. Niti Shastra means?
So many rules and regulations.
Yet, in the shape of Narayan, akrutagata is asambhav, is impossible, because he is sarvagya, Narayan. In the shape of Narayan, I am sarvagya. So, there is impossible to leave, to uncorrect for it. But here, in my this covered boy shape, I always play with you, always bilas is going on, always. Always going on, but by chance, I came out of sight and I did it for Vilas. But it is seen that I am Guru Drohi. You are saying, or anyone will see like so. But actually, it is a kind of Vilas. It is like Atma Ram and like Aptamaka. Here, Atma means life. Srimati Radhika and all gopis are my life. So, Atmaram means to ram with gopis and all Srimati Radhika. This is Atmaram. And Aptakam, you are none but myself, you all. So, Atmakam to what? All wishes have been why? Because he tests everything. He tests you. And Krishna tests you. And you are not rather than Krishna himself. So it is also a kind of Atma. So in Bilas, continuing Bilas, it is also a kind of Bilas. For a very little moment, in the whole night of Brahma, he only went off south, out of sight, for a moment. But after that, at appeared before you. And with Vilas. Now also I am doing Vilas with you. So why you think that I am Guru Drohit? I am not guilty of this Guru Drohit.
But you don't sound very convinced. The way you are speaking does not sound as if you are convinced by Krishna's argument.
How?
By your voice, I detect that you are not very convinced
but
by it.
I'm of Gopi Pakshi. What Gopi will tell, I will follow. If Krishna is true, yes, I will not believe him. Then Gopis are telling that if you are not Guru, they are not satisfied. No? Then they are telling that. Then who are you? Then Krishna began to tell that Nahantu. From here it begins Nahantu. Here two means what I have told about nine, I am not among them. But I am of a special kind out of these things, nine.
Separate from
these. Separate. I don't
reciprocate.
It is right. Those who do bhajan, I don't do bhajan of them. Then Gopis are telling that, then what is your significance if you are not of them and you don't bhajan, then you should come in third kind of, in char or the chha, in six. Then Krishna is, Amisham bhajatam anubhrishti vrishtaye. Amisham, those who do bhajan to me, to increase their bhajan, anubhrishti, I do so. I don't do it. But understand.
He says that he's in another category where he increases, by his behavior, he increases their...
He does not do bhajan to increase their anubhrishti. To increase their anubhrishti means
their tendency to love him.
Utkantha.
Eagerness.
Dhyana abhichedya rimitta. Anubhriti means here dhyana.
Meditation.
So increase their
meditation.
That should not be stopped. That is nirantar dhyana.
Without cessation. Continue.
Hey Ablagan. Ablagan is not so weak. Here Krishna is telling in joke that you are Abla. You are not qualified to know my wish. So he is telling them Abla. I now am telling my own swabhav. Swabhav means how my
inner thought. Inner thought.
Swabhav means
inner mood.
Swabhav ka kya hota?
Mood.
What kind of my actual mood is? Now I am telling you. Those who are
Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. Not bhav has come yet. I can give a very little darshan, like Narada Rishi and others. And those who have bhav but is not yet prem, I sometimes give them darshan and sometimes not. Like Dilva Mangala. Not only one time, several times. To increase their meditation. And to them who there is prem, to develop that prem into sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, and those who have mahabhav, to increase it, to rule adhirul, and those who have reached to adhirul, to make it to madan, but not more. Mahabhav, rule. And to Srimati Radhika, to fall in the ocean of madan. He does so. Because any bhakta has told that when he saw Krishna, he became at once so pleased, and after he disappeared, he is telling, "Hai hai, ami je udyam avalamban kariyasi taha vifal hai. Ami aparadhi, amar pati Krishna anugraha lesh nai, amake dhi." Like Narottam Thakur, tells, "Keno va achaya pran, ki sukh lagiya, Narottam das keno nagelo mariya." Have you heard this line? You have heard?
But when I don't know the meaning.
Narottam Thakur is telling that keno va achaya pran. Why this pran is?
Life
is here.
Yes,
staying. It should go out because I am not seeing Krishna. Once I saw, he went away. Again I saw, he went away. He should not live here. Keno achaye pran, ki sukh lagiya. What happiness he is gaining? He should at once leave this body. I am not, iske liye dukh ko sahan karne mein asamarth hu. I am unable to keep my life here. I am so aparadhi. Kaun? Kaun gaya? Pankha chal raha hai, tumne pankha band karke pankha liya hai? Badmash aadmi. Jao. No, no, tum jao. I am so much aparadhi.
Offender.
I am not a very practical of Krishna mercy. So I dhik to me. Dhik means? Dhik, you know?
Five
means?
Same.
Dhik.
Same.
No. Always repeating these bhav modes, nirved danya adi vriddhi. Krishna goes only to increase this stage so that Nirved can come and then also should come. Then means
humility
should come. So that kam, krodha and all others should go away at once. Because only here bhav but not prem. Prem is awaiting that they should go at no gandha. Smell should be there. आत्यंतक ही निवृत्ति then bhakti will come and it will be in the stage of pradipta. At first smoking, in a smoking way, then somewhat dipta, then pradipta, then sudipta pradipta. So Krishna wants that there all these things should be increased. To increase, he becomes out of sight. And those who are jatprem, three stages. Anarthamo, in what? Pratham? That is nishtha, ruchi, asakti. This is one stage. And after that, jatbhav.
Jat means?
No. Jatmane. To come out. Those who have prem, they are jat prem. Those who have bhav, they are jat bhav. Those who have not yet had bhav, they are ajat bhav. Not understand?
What is that word?
Ajat bhav. Jat bhav. Ajat prem, jat prem. Nishtha ruchi asakti, ajat bhav. Yet bhav has not come. To bring bhav, Krishna may slightly anything in dream or anything he can may give his darshan in om or anywhere. to bring bhav there. And those who have bhav, to bring prem. These are called ajat prem. And those who, we have described it, Billa Mangal and others. Now those who have prem, they are jat prem. Jat means yield.
To give something.
Those who have yielded prem.
Those things which yield prem, or those who have achieved?
Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Visakha, all have prem. They are jat prem. Those who have already had prem in them, anubritti, vritti and anubritti. Vritti means to remember. Anubhuti means always remember. To always remember or always keeping meditation, he is telling. Amar asakti rupi jivika jannami bhajan karina. Darshan dan kariyao antarhi thai. Always want to live with my premi bhakta, but yet I become over outside to increase their meditation continuously. Anubhuti. He is giving example for jat prem bhakta. Here many gopis are all jat prem. So here now telling anubhuti vrittaye
jatha
dhanu labdha dhani.
Ta
dhanhin vyakti daiva labdha dhanna saile je dhaner chintaye jeman magna thake. Jat prem, ajat prem, like
Billa
Mangal, he has no prem, a glance of prem. That is bhav. For those who have prem, they certainly have darshan, usual darshan. But why usual not continuing? to increase anuvritti. And for this he is telling an example of a
a poor man who has gained
not poor man, like poor man, but he has at first. He has got anyhow any gold or anything. And after that he has loses. So Prem was at first, but Krishna went outside, and after that again Krishna meets, and again he got that dhan, and again loses. So it is only for gopis or the persons, those who have Prem.
But if someone is very poor and gets a great richness and then loses it again, and then gets it and then loses it again, he will become mad.
And they have become mad, actually. Actually they are mad.
Then Krishna will be called cruel.
No.
For making people mad.
To become mad in Krishna prem is we want. All we want. And that is why he went to Dwarka. So when a nirdhan vyakti, poor person, got any jewel or anything, and again he misses, and he always remembers that thing, so Jat Prem will always continue to do so. At that time, no water, no drinking, no eating, anything, everything he forgets. Similarly, I went out of sight to increase this continuousness. So I don't do bhajan in prakasya, in openly, but I do it in hidden way. At that time I also doing prem, but in hidden way. Because I am by nature I am karunasi, I am merciful. In second question, you are example. If I am doing prem or not prem, you do prem to me. And there is dharma and also sauhardya, priti. So to give darshan, it is called bhajan, my bhajan. And to not give darshan, it is abhajan, it is not doing bhajan. Those who do vyakha like this, explain, they are not right.
Those who do calculation
like that. That he gives darshan, it is Krishna mercy, and he does not give darshan, it is not mercy. This explanation is not right. Because in Gita I have told like so, ye jathang mam prapadyante tam tathayo bhajam mam. This is right in this case also. The meaning is that those who do bhajan to me, I also do bhajan to you. So why is went outside to increase this? This is my bhajan also, but not outward. But बस मैं और चलेंगे बस तो स्टॉप और
नेक्स्ट स्टॉप
ना कुछ कतो बाजी बाय
पौने बाय
यू हैव स्पोकन 30 मिनट्स
30 मिनट्स
एक्जेक्टली
इट इज एनफ फॉर मी
परहैप्स यू वांट टू डू द श्लोका एंड राइट एंड राइट स्पोकन
अच्छा सर एवं मद्भक्तो उद्धित ओखन तैयार हो जैसे सर अच्छा भोग आती है
कथा
दीखन ने कथा एखने दिए दे जूता तो एक सर ये दिए ओखन एखने दिए दे हमरा ओखन चले जाबे टुडे आल्सो नॉट धनुर्धर महाराज
ही वर्क टुडे इज द फर्स्ट डे ऑफ गुरुकुल ऑल स्टूडेंट्स हैव रिटर्न्ड एंड द पेरेंट्स आर देयर एंड दे आर वाचिंग हिम टू सी दैट He is doing his job. He said, but I will come for the lunch. He will come for prasadam.
At about
12:15. He said he will come at 12:15.
Oh, so we will wait. Evang madhattho dhitaloka veda swanangi omai anubrittaye bala maya paroksham bhajata tirohitam mai sutam marhattak priyam priya एवं मदर्थो धितलोकवेद स्वानं जीवो मयि अनुवृत्तये बल मया परोक्षं भजता तिरोहितं मायितुं मरहत्तत्प्रियं प्रिया एवं मदर्थो धितलोकवेद ओ अबलागन अबला वी आर ऑल्सो अबला यू हैव मद एवं यंग मैने बाय सिटिंग योर हस्बैंड लिविंग ऑल दी होम टास्क एंड लिविंग everything for your body and mind you have left everything for me madartho madartho udhita loka veda udhit means to jump udhit means to jump over lok and veda lok means marry marriage for doing something some to serving husband all are lokic
worldly thing
what do you think but regarding this body. And veda means they have been married by Ved.
Religious injunction.
Injunction. Everything. And you have Swanam. Swanam means those who are related to you, you have left them also. Bhai, father, mother, brother, and also related. Cows, and everything, house, home, everything. Also your abhushan, ornaments, everything. The chadar, Well, also, where it is dragging or not?
Don't care.
The father and mother and all were abusing them. But they were like deaf. Went on. So I was thinking that these moods should be always. When I will meet with you, this mood can go away. And you can think again about them. That we have left this, we should not, or we should. You will come in sense. But at that time you are not in senses. So I want to continue that mode when you come to me.
Separation mood.
Eagerness.
Also, like mad. This madness should always continue. And that is why you became out of sight. But I was always watching your bhajan and I was doing your bhajan. How? I was hearing and I was seeing all your activities and words. I was watching your activities and hearing your words and I was always, I wanted to be like you, myself.
This is a very strong argument that Krishna is putting. How come the